Mining and Mineral Resources. Section 3. Mining Regulations and Mine Reclamation. With an increase in U.S. energy requirements, particularly the demand for coal to fuel power plants that produce electricity, the scale of surface mining has grown. So too have the potential environmental effects of mining. For example, surface coal mining requires the removal of enormous amounts of soil and rock to reach near-surface coal seams. Because of the environmental impacts of mining on such a large scale, mining has become one of the most heavily regulated industries in the United States. Mining companies now spend large amounts of money to preserve the environment. Reclaiming the land, or returning the land to its original condition after mining is completed, is part of every surface coal mining operation. Before mining, companies develop a plan to reclaim the land. Even before mining is complete, this plan is put into action. With environmental preservation now a clear goal of mining companies, future generations of Americans will not have to view scars in the earth, such as the one shown in Figure 14. The environmental impacts of mining. There are many environmental impacts of mining. In the United States, the federal and state governments and mining companies are spending billions of dollars to clean up abandoned mines. Much of this legacy has been left to U.S. citizens from a time when there was little regulation of mining and mineral processing. Air and noise pollution. Surface mining can cause both air pollution and noise pollution. At surface coal mines, removing, loading, hauling, and dumping soil and overburden produce dust. Winds that blow across unreclaimed soil and overburden storage areas also produce dust. Loading, hauling, and unloading ore create dust emissions at open pit mines. As well, dust is created in open pit mines when the ore is blasted apart. Noise is created by the equipment that is used in a mine as well as by blasting. Whereas equipment noise may be a nuisance, blasting can cause physical damage to nearby structures. Because of air and noise pollution, most surface mines are not located near urban populations. More important, regulations in the U.S. forbid mining operations to allow dust or noise to exit the area that is being mined. Water contamination. Water resources can be negatively impacted by mining. Water that seeps into mines or through piles of excess rock can pick up or dissolve toxic substances like arsenic. These contaminants can wash into streams where they can harm or kill aquatic life. Coal or minerals that contain a lot of sulfur can cause a similar problem. When these materials react with oxygen and water, they form dilute sulfuric acid. This acid can dissolve toxic minerals that remain in mines and excess rock. The contaminated water that results from this process is known as acid mine drainage, or AMD. An example of AMD is shown in Figure 15. Mining regulation in the U.S. requires companies to dispose of acid-producing rock in such a way that water is not contaminated. Displacement of wildlife. Removing soil from a surface mine site strips away all plant life. With their natural habitat removed, animals will leave the area. In addition, when mining is completed and the soil is returned to the mine site, different plants and animals may establish themselves, which creates an entirely new ecosystem. However, a good development plan to reclaim a mine site can ensure that the displacement of wildlife is merely temporary. Dredging can negatively affect aquatic ecosystems and physically change the bottoms of rivers. Dredging disturbs river bottoms and destroys aquatic plant life in the dredged portion of the river. The disturbance of a riverbed can cause sediments to contaminate a river for up to 10 kilometers. Erosion and sedimentation. Excess rock from mines is sometimes dumped into large piles called dumps. Running water erodes unprotected dumps and transports sediments into nearby streams. the sediments may harm water quality and aquatic life. Soil degradation. Soil at a mine site is removed from the uppermost layer downward. When this soil is stored for later reuse, care must be taken to ensure that the upper soil layers are not buried beneath soil layers that were originally below them. In this way, the soil layers that are richest in important nutrients are not covered. If soil is not removed and stored in separate layers, the soil may be nutrient poor when it is reclaimed. Minerals that contain sulfur may be found in deeper soil layers. If these minerals are exposed to water and oxygen in the atmosphere, chemical reactions result in the release of acid, which then acidifies the soil. When the acidified soil is returned to the mine site, it may be difficult for plants to grow. Subsidence. The sinking of regions of the ground with little or no horizontal movement is called subsidence. Subsidence occurs when pillars that have been left standing in mines collapse or the mine roof or floor fails. Buildings, houses, roads, bridges, underground pipelines, and utilities that are built over abandoned mines could be damaged if the ground below them subsides. In November and December 2000, underground limestone mines that were several hundred years old collapsed in Edinburgh, Scotland. The collapse caused property damage and forced people to evacuate their homes. Figure 16 shows the potential effects of mine subsidence. Underground mine fires. Fires that start in underground coal seams are one of the most serious environmental consequences of coal mining. Lightning, forest fires, and burning trash can all cause coal seam fires. In addition, fires can start by themselves when minerals in the coal that contains sulfur are exposed to oxygen. These fires are hard to put out and are often left to burn themselves out, which may take decades or even centuries. For example, a fire that has been burning through an underground coal seam in an Australian mountain is estimated to be 2,000 years old. Underground fires that burn their way to the surface release smoke and gases that can cause respiratory problems. A fire in a coal seam is shown in Figure 17. Mining regulation and reclamation. Mines on land in the United States are regulated by federal and state laws. To ensure that contaminants from mines do not threaten water quality, mining companies must comply with regulations of the Clean Water Act and the Safe Drinking Water Act. The release of hazardous substances into the air, soil, and water by mining is regulated by the Comprehensive Response Compensation and Liability Act. In addition, all mining operations must comply with the Endangered Species Act. This act ensures that mining activities will not affect threatened or endangered species and their habitats. Reclamation. The process of returning land to its original or better condition after mining is completed is called reclamation. The Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act of 1977, or SMCRA, created a program for the regulation of surface coal mining on public and private land. The Act set standards that would minimize the surface effects of coal mining on the environment. SMCRA also established a fund that is administered by the federal government and is used to reclaim land and water resources that have been adversely affected by past coal mining activities. State regulation of mining. States have created programs to regulate mining on state and private lands. Mining companies must obtain permits from state environmental agencies before mining a site. These permits specify certain standards for mine design and reclamation. In addition, some states have bond forfeiture programs. In a bond forfeiture program, a mining company must post funds, called a bond, before a mining project begins. If the company does not mine and reclaim a site according to the standards required by its permits, the company must give these funds to the state. The state then uses the funds to reclaim the site. A reclaimed surface coal mine is shown in Figure 18. State agencies are also responsible for inspecting mines to ensure compliance with environmental regulations. Agencies issue violations to companies that do not comply with environmental regulations and assess fines for non-compliance. In addition, states such as Pennsylvania have begun large projects to reclaim abandoned mine lands. Acid mine drainage, mine fires, mine subsidence, and hazards related to open shafts and abandoned mining structures are all problems that these projects will attempt to correct. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.